Now we come to a once a month English message. Hopefully this won't be the barrier for any kind of language we are using. Let's all come here to worship Him. He is our King. Yes, this is a very difficult season sometimes, and when we see the environment, it's a lot of commercial right now, and it seems that they just take away our heart. But let us just focus only on our Lord Jesus. So that His name will be praised. Let's bow our head and pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We are not worthy. We are purely just as sinners. But thank you, you sent down your Son. So today, we can live under this light. And we can have a hope. May today you speak to us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 9. And this time we're going to read from very first verse and all the way through 7.
我回到以赛亚书第九章, 从第一节读到第七节。
And let's all read together, no matter what kind of language you use.
我们一同来读, 不管你是中文还是英文, 我们一起来读。
Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, for in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you. The people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boots used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of this government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I think the key verse, which is in verse number 6 and 7. And here talking about to us, for to us, there is a son that's given.
这里说有一婴孩为我们而生。
Excuse me, let's go back a little bit. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given.
有一婴孩为我们而生,有一子赐给我们。
And this child will be born.
这个婴孩会为我们而生。
And this son is given.
这个子是赐给我们的。
Interestingly, here he's talking about is our King, is the King of Kings.
这里所说的是我们的万王之王。
Is the Redeemer.
我们的救赎主。
Is the Deliverer.
他是释放我们的。
And he will be born as a just like a baby.
他会 像一个婴孩降生在我们的当中。
And this Son of God will be given.
神的儿子会赐给我们。
Do you know the background of this prophecy?
你知道这个预言的背景吗?
At this time, the people of Israelites and their heart turned away from God.
以色列人当他们的心转离神的时候，
And God used other country to punish his people, his own people.
神用一些其他的列国来惩罚以色列。
In this case, it happened in the northern kingdom.
那时候是在北国的时候。
And God used Assyria to punish the northern kingdom.
神用亚述来叫以色列受苦。
So for many years, the people lived really, really under oppression.
所以他们就在受压了许多年。
And of course, their life is almost every day in the dark.
他们每天好像就生活在黑暗的里面。
And they probably in one word, it's just like in the chapter 9 of Isaiah, and say they are in distress. They were in distress.
所以他们就在极大的困苦当中。
And they are looking for someone can deliver them from this kind of a situation.
所以他们就在寻找有一位能够拯救他们脱离这个苦境。
They don't want to be living this gloomy situation anymore.
他们不愿在这样的环境当中生活。
So they turned their heart to the Lord.
所以他们就转向神。
They cried out.
他们向神哭求。
Finally, God sent His servant Isaiah to speak to him.
神就差遣他的仆人以赛亚来向以色列人说话。
So that's the first seven verses, the mainly that's what the Lord wants the people of Israel to know.
这里就是这里的七节，就是神要以色列人所知道的。
So let's looking at this mainly this the prophesied by the prophet.
我们先来看众先知的预言。
And he's talking about there is a great light.
这里说到有一个大光。
And this great light is going to shine in the darkness.
这个大光要照在黑暗里面。
Do you remember who said I'm the light?
你记得有谁在那里说我就是光？
Yes, in John 4:38, Jesus said, I'm the light. I'm the light of the world.
在约翰福音四章三十八节，主耶稣说：“我就是光，我是世界的光。”
John 8:12,
第八章十二节。
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I'm the light of the world."
耶稣又说：“我就是世界的光。”
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
But will have the light of light.
必要得着生命的光。
So he is the light.
他就是光。
And here he talks about he's going to enlarge the nation.
这里说到他要扩张这个国家。
And also will increase their joy.
叫他们的喜乐加增。
Yes, he is our joy.
是的，他是我们的喜乐。
If we come to him, yes, we will turn the sorrow to joy.
如果我们到他面前来，我们的忧伤要转为喜乐。
Do you remember the last few times we mentioned about My food, Jesus said, is to serving our the Heavenly Father.
前两次我们讲到主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
And he said, if we have his joy in us, that will make the joy complete.
如果他的喜乐在我们的里面，就叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
So his coming, his kingdom is coming.
他的国要降临。
Just like Jesus said, My kingdom has come.
就像主耶稣说，我的国度已经来到。
And indeed, for those people who believe in Him, we can understand His kingdom has come.
若是我们真正相信主，我们可以知道说，他的国已经在我们中间。
And then He said, the joy will be just like someone during the harvest.
这里说到这个喜乐好像是收割的喜乐。
And also will be just like the people they are dividing the plunder.
就像分掳物的喜乐。
Yes, the harvest time is the most joyful time.
是的，收割的时候是最快乐的时候。
Especially when we preach the gospel and somebody are willing to receive it. And those are that time is the most joyful time.
是的，特别是像我们传福音的时候有人接受主，那时候是我们最喜乐的时候。
Same thing to me. And the day I'm willing to kneel down to pray to the Lord, say, I give myself to you, that's my joyful time.
同样在我身上那天 就是当我真正在主面前跪下来把我自己交给主的时候，那是我最喜乐的事。
That was a long time ago. That was back in March 3rd, 1974.
大概是在1974年3月3号，很久以前了。
And one brother led me for an entire year, and finally I'm willing to pray with him.
一位弟兄带领了我整整一年，最后我终于决定跟他来祷告。
Yes, my family, they are Christians, but I need to know the Lord by myself.
是的，我是在一个基督徒的家庭里面，但是我自己需要自己来认识主。
We'll quickly look at the next one. This is the day of this immediate defeat.
我们知道说在米甸那个战役的里面。
Do you know the story behind it?
你知道那个故事吗？
Again, Israelite people, their heart turned to evil.
我们知道说那一次以色列人他们的心再次转离神。
And God just sent all this surrounding nation. They came to plunder all their harvest.
所以神就差遣周围的列国把他们的收成全部掳去了。
Not only crop, also they took away all the livestock.
把牲畜也都掳去了。
And only thing they can do is they just hide in the cave, hide in the cliff, and just try to get away all this problem. And only thing they can have is probably just lap over.
所以他们要躲在各样的地方，洞里面、山里面。
Unfortunately, probably they don't have much left for them to use.
但是他们所剩的东西是寥寥无几。
And do you know who God raised at this time?
你知道这个时候神兴起的是谁吗？
Gideon.
是基甸。
And we know the story. If you don't know, probably you can go back to the Judge. Chapter 7 has a very clear story about this.
我们可能都知道这个故事，如果你不知道，你可以回去看四世纪第七章。
God was with Gideon.
神与基甸同在。
So he only used 300 soldiers to fight a battle.
他只选了300个勇士。
Do you know the enemy, how the Bible describes?
你知道神怎么样来圣经怎么来描述吗？
The enemy were too many and they cannot count.
那个仇敌的数目多得无法计数。
But they only had 300 soldiers.
但这边只有300个勇士。
The special selected soldiers.
他们是特别挑选的。
And they won the battle.
他们真正想要征战。
And they get all the things from this medium enemy.
所以他们要面对从米甸来的所有的敌人。
Oh, of course, they are so relieved and they are so joyful, so that's why they say the day the Midian's defeat.
但是他们得胜蛮有喜乐，所以这里为什么说到这个米甸的得胜。
Here's talking about Christ. When he comes, when he conquered the enemy, he's going to have this kind of joy we can attest.
这里其实也是说到当我们的主在降临得胜的时候要像那样的喜乐。
Let's keep going. There is a battle and blood.
这是一个有血的征战。
Yes, our daily life we have a lot of battle.
是的，在我们每天的生活里面我们有许多征战。
Different kind of battle, maybe from our work, from our family, and maybe from even our friend.
各种不同的征战，可能是工作，可能是家庭，也许是从朋友那里。
Oh, maybe sometimes you wrestle with God.
也许有的时候你在与神摔跤。
Yes, many times I wrestle with God.
是的，很多时候我们就是在跟神摔跤。
And toward the end, I always say, Lord, I surrender.
最后我总说，主啊，我降服在你面前。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
Let's continue to read the next paragraph.
我们再看下一章。
Mainly here in verse 6 and 7 of chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9, we can look at it from five angles.
我们可以从另一个角度来看这第九章。
And first one, he's to be born as a child.
就是有一个婴孩要为我们而生。
And this is not a sign. This is a real Messiah.
这里不光是一个神迹真的，乃是说神的儿子真的来，这是真的弥赛亚。
This son is to be born as a child. Another point he mentioned is he will rule over God's people and the world.
So
we are belong to the second category, the world. So not only the people of Israel,
不光是以色列民,
but also including you and me.
也包括我们,
he's going to rule over. Another point he mentioned here is he will have four distinguished names.
他这里有他的名有四个描述.
It's very different descriptive name.
四个很不同的.
First one is a wonderful counselor.
第一个是乃是奇妙测试.
Yes, he is wiser than all the wise people.
是的,他比万人更有智慧.
We can always come to him and we call him wonderful.
我们都可以到,总是可以到他面前去, 因为他是奇妙的.
Yes, he's God and also he is a mighty God.
他是全能的神.
He's mighty God, we know. His hand, we know through the cross, he already overcome the death, overcome the devil, and overcome self.
在十字架上他已经胜过死亡,
so he is a mighty God.
他是全能的神.
Another name is Everlasting Father.
他还有一个名乃是永在的父.
And probably you would say, this son, how come is also named Father?
也许你会有问题说,这里是说到子,
yes, he is a triune God.
是的,他是得胜的神.
His second person coming is the son.
三一的神.
So here is the everlasting Father. God wants to be with us. He's the God of Emmanuel.
他是以马内利的神.
And later on we have a very special person is going to cover this point.
等会我们会还有一位来帮我们说这一点.
Another one, he is the Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君.
So no matter in what kind of circumstances we can experience, he is the peace.
不管环境怎样, 我们可以来经历说, 他是和平的君.
Another thing we want to see, he is sitting on David's throne.
他坐在大卫的宝座上.
And he will have an eternal rule of peace and justice.
他要以公平和公义治理他的国.
His rule will have no end.
他的政权, 从今直到永远.
It will go on forever.
直到永远.
Another prophecy was,
还有一个预言,
and that the Lord will accomplish this prophecy just like the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this.
万君之耶和华的热心必成就这事.
He is a jealous God.
神他的热心要成就这事.
And all this been prophesied has been fulfilled.
今天这话都已经应验了.
First one, if we turn to first the Luke chapter 1, and let's see that being fulfilled in the New Testament.
让我们翻到新约路加福音
chapter 1
第一章
26 through 33
26到33节.
So here we see looks like not only the prophet already saying that, also the angel also foretold about these things will happen.
我们看见说不仅先知在那里预言, 到事情临近的时候, 天使也在那里预言.
Okay, I'll read to you quickly. In the sixth month, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to the man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Okay, I'll continue. Since you all probably follow me, so we don't have to translate that. Here, yes, been a foretold by the angel.
是的, 天使也在这里预言,
and it did happen.
事情也就这样成就了,
and we will continue to see this one.
我们继续的来看,
from Matthew chapter 4,
马太第四章,
when Jesus he begins to preach.
当主耶稣出来传道的时候,
and they see is this just like Isaiah prophesied.
就像以赛亚所预言的那样,
okay, let's read from verse 12 all the way to 17.
我们从12节, 4章12节, 读到17节,
when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee, leaving in Nazareth. He went and lived in Capernaum, which was the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For that time on, Jesus began to preach, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. So very clearly, he's the one who fulfilled all the prophecy. And not only that,
不光如此,
today, through the Holy Spirit, this Son, we can know Him and receive Him.
今天借着圣灵, 我们可以认识他, 我们可以接受他。
And when you open your heart, this king, this child will be in you.
如果真的打开你的心, 这位王就要住在我们的里面。
And this is going to be our Savior.
他就会成为我们的救主。
And also for those who already received, this is already your Savior.
对于我们这些已经接受他的, 他已经是我们的救主。
So in our heart, probably we can call him Abba Father.
我们的心可以在这里呼叫阿爸父。
Because we have a Holy Spirit, we know He is our Lord.
因为圣灵在我们的里面, 我们知道他是主。
And today we are going to use a very, very special way to continue this message.
今天我们要换一个方法来, 继续我的信息。
We have a young man from St. Louis.
我们有一位, 弟兄从圣路易斯来。
And he's a brother.
是位弟兄,
and he's a graduate student.
他是一个研究生,
and more important, he's a U.S. Army.
他也在军中服役,
he came back from Iraq.
他从伊拉克回来,
and he's going to do the testimony for us.
他愿意在这里做一个见证,
and he will testify the Lord is with us.
他所要见证的就是神与我们同在。
His name is James Xiao.
他的名字是肖,
肖慧邦,
肖桂邦。
Okay.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早。
It is truly a blessing to be with you this morning.
能够今天早上和你们在一起实在是一个祝福。
I want to thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share what the God has done in my life.
感谢主有这样一个机会来见证神在我身上所做的。
And I want, usually I'm actually standing on the other side of the podium translating, so I want to especially thank Brother Wu for translating today.
通常我是站在另一边做翻译的，今天是反过来。
usually when I share about Iraq, I talk about Ephesians chapter 6 about putting on the full armor of God.
在伊拉克的情景时，我总是想到以弗所书第六章，想到神的全副的军装。
How we can also be like Gideon's mighty men.
或者说，我们怎么能才能像基甸的大能的勇士
？And as you can see, I brought my bulletproof breastplate of righteousness.
这里我带来一个防弹的胸牌给你们看。
If you'd like to take a look at it afterwards, or if you have any questions, you can feel free to come and look at it after service.
等会儿结束，崇拜结束以后，如果你有兴趣，你可以来看这个防弹的胸牌。
However, yesterday, when I left St. Louis, I forgot my boots. So as you can see, I'm in my sandals today.
但是昨天我离开圣路易的时候，我忘记带我的靴子，所以你看见我穿的是平常的鞋子。
So, I called home and they're still sitting by my front door where I left them.
所以我打电话回家，他们说我的靴子还是在门前。
So today I'd like to share with you something more personal. How God is with us. What Emmanuel means to me. As Uncle Robert shared previously, four different names for Christ, and Emmanuel is another one of them.
就像高弟兄刚才所分享的，神的名字，以马内利也是其中的一个。
So we can take a look at Matthew 1:23.
我们这里看到马太福音一章二十三节。
As it was prophesied in the Old Testament, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will give him the name Emmanuel. God is with us.
就像旧约里面借着以赛亚所预言的那样，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名。为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
So what does that concept mean? God is with us.
所以神与我们同在究竟是什么意思呢？
And we know that in Jesus' time it was during the Roman occupation.
我们知道说在耶稣的时代他们是被罗马占领的。
And why did God choose such a difficult time and place for Jesus to be born in?
为什么在这么一个对以色列人这么困难的时候，他来启示说以色列人说，有一子要来降生。
I'm sure he had his own purpose for in our own lives how we can reflect through our difficult times that God is also with us.
我们知道说神有他自己的美意，就是我们生活当中也会经历，在我们最困难的时候，神要显明他的美意。
Let us pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful new day we have in you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这个美丽的早晨。
We ask that you be with us today as your son Jesus Christ was 2,000 some years ago.
我祈求你与我们同在，就像2000多年前你差遣你的儿子来到地上。
Embrace us with your peace and joy and everlasting love.
用你的平安喜乐和永远的爱围绕我们。
Now and throughout the new year.
从今一直到整个的新年。
In Christ's name we pray, Amen.
从主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In 1980, I came to the U.S. for the first time when I was 8 months old.
我是1980年来到美国，那时我是八个月大。
And this country has given me so much.
这个国家给了我许多。
And in 2001, March of 2001, I decided I wanted to give something back.
在2001年的3月份，我觉得说我要对这个国家有所回报。
So I joined the National Guard.
所以我参加了国民警卫队。
Thinking that this would just be something part-time.
觉得这可能是一个兼职的。
As I was still in Washington University doing my undergrad.
因为那个时候我还是在华盛顿大学读书。
Many of my elders, such as Uncle Robert and my father, they have all served proudly in the army in Taiwan.
我有许多长辈，就像高弟兄，他们在台湾服过兵役。
So this was a way that I thought I could also show my appreciation for my country.
我觉得这同样也是，就是我来觉得我回报自己国家的方式。
And then, as you all know, 9/11 happened.
后来你们就知道说 911发生了。
My unit did not get called up to Afghanistan, but in 2003, we ended up going to Iraq.
我所在的部队就被应召到先到阿富汗，然后就到伊拉克。
And this is the flag of Iraq, so we were there for a year.
这是伊拉克的旗子，我们在那里住了一年。
And as you probably know, Iraq has a lot of biblical history in it.
你知道说在圣经上，关于伊拉克这地方有许多的圣经的历史。
The Garden of Eden was in Iraq.
这个伊甸是在伊拉克。
And Ur, where Abraham was from, and Nineveh, Babylon, the Tower of Babel, all these places are in Iraq.
亚伯拉罕从乌尔出来，那个乌尔在那里，尼尼微巴比伦都在那里。
And there are still local Iraqi Christians there as well that I did get a chance to meet.
当地伊拉克人当中也有基督徒，但是没有机会去遇到他们。我有机会。哦，有机会。
OK, so we first flew to Kuwait.
我们先飞到科威特。
And then we waited for our equipment to arrive by ship. So we waited there for about 3 weeks, and then we drove to Baghdad, a two-day drive. So this is a typical Iraqi scenery. And for the most part, the local Iraqis that I met were very happy to see us. And we were very happy for the protection that we got along the way. And you could see a lot of wreckage and destruction from previous wars. Now, the mission that our unit was assigned to was to assist with the demining effort. First of all, I'd like to talk about the people that we saw along the way. As you can see, most of Iraq is full of desert. Go back to the map. There are two main rivers in Iraq. The Tigris and the Euphrates. So if you are not near those two main rivers, then basically you're living in desert. So along the way, we saw many people living in very desolate and poor conditions. And little children would come up and beg for food. And children are the same everywhere you go. Children are the same. No matter where you go, they're the same. They're innocent and they are approachable. And of course, this affected the troop morale. And when we got to Baghdad, you can see the very stark contrast. These are all man-made palaces that Saddam made. And he lived in extreme luxury. And he had 70, it is said that he has 70 of these palaces throughout Iraq. and we got to live in these palaces for some of the time. So So, as I was saying, our unit was in charge of the demining effort.
我刚才讲就是我们这个部队所的任务就是做扫雷的工作。
And for the military, when we demine, we're usually only concerned about getting from point A to point B.
所以做扫雷的工作，军事上我们就是从一个点到另外一个点。
If this room was a minefield,
如果这个房间就是一个雷场的话,
and we are going through, then we will only clear right down the middle. We only want to clear this section aisle right here.
如果我们说扫雷的话，不是说整间房子，就是我们扫出一条路来，就是比方说中间这条路。
But for the local inhabitants, if they need to farm or make it of any commercial use, they need to demine the whole area.
但是对于当地人来说，如果他们真的要耕地啊或者做什么事情的时候，他们是其实是需要整片地都被扫雷。
So there's a term called humanitarian demining.
所以这里有一个术语，就是说一个扫雷是军事意义上的扫雷，就是只是扫一条路；另外一个叫做人道主义的扫雷。
So there are many civilian organizations that go in and do this kind of work.
有许多平民的组织，他们在那里做这样的事情。
And my assignment was to coordinate with these civilian organizations.
所以我的任务就是说跟这些平民的组织跟他们沟通。
Whether it was from overseas like the US or UK or Australia or local Iraqi demining organizations.
所以说有从美国、英国、澳大利亚还有当地的人他们成立的一些组织在那里一起扫雷。
And I hope you feel that your tax dollars are going to a good cause in that way.
这里看看这个，我觉得让你们知道说，你们纳税的钱至少有一部分是用在正确的用途上。Okay.
So, just to describe some of the living conditions there. Most of the time, we have very basic conditions. So this is where you would shower, is you put up a tent, and then you would take turns. You know, males would have one certain time to go, and then females would have a certain time to go to take a shower.
你就看见这洗澡就是加一个简单的帐篷，然后轮流去，然后一段时间是给男士兵，一段时间是给女的士兵。And
imagine having to use a porta potty, an outdoor john for a year.
看见这个就是卫生间。And
these are the tents that most people live in.
大多数士兵就住在这样的帐篷里面。
Probably 10 soldiers to a tent.
大概10个人一个帐篷。
And if you're lucky, you will have a big air conditioning unit.
如果你幸运的话，也许有一个空调。
And I was assigned to the green zone in Baghdad. It's probably you might have heard of.
我是被派在巴格达的绿区，可能你听到过这个名字。
And this was right smack in the middle of Baghdad.
这是在巴格达的正中间。
And it was surrounded by these 12 feet high concrete barriers.
这里就是被这个12尺的钢筋水泥墙围着。And
this kind of gave the coalition a bubble to live in.
这就好像是一个气泡。And
this is where we eat at, in the dining facility there in the palace.
这是在那里的宫殿里的餐厅。
I'm sorry, it's kind of fuzzy.
有点暗。
And Saddam's head was removed from all of his pictures. You can see how big it is compared to, you know, normal. Now, while most of my comrades were living in tents,
我许多的同事他们都是住在帐篷里面。
the Lord really blessed me.
神是在祝福我。
And I got to, since I was assigned to a civilian organization,
因为我被派去和一个平民机构合作,
so I was allowed to live in the hotel.
对，我可以住在一个旅馆里面。
And as a lot of the pictures you see, I'm in civilian clothing.
这个许多你看见许多照片，我是穿着便装。
And I did not have to carry around this heavy bulletproof plate, or two of them, one for the front and back.
所以我不用每天都带着这些防弹的装备。你看到这个防弹牌，一般人就是前心后背都需要有一块。
And I had my own cell phone, my own room, and satellite TV and computer.
我有自己的手机，我有卫星电视。
And 24-hour access to internet.
我可以上网。
So I really thank all of you. I know Uncle Robert probably asked your church to pray for me too.
感谢弟兄姊妹祷告，我知道高弟兄请这个教会为我祷告。
And even though we were in this green zone,
虽然我们是在那个所谓的绿区里面,
there are oftentimes more days than not, the enemy would fire rockets or mortars into the compound.
但是很多时候那个敌人会把这个火箭弹射到绿区里面。
And the nearest one that reached me was about from here to the wall.
那个火箭弹落下来离我最近的时候，就像从我这里到那堵墙的距离。
It was an early October morning, around 6 in the morning.
对，那是在十月初，大概清早六点钟。
And I was on the ninth floor of the hotel in my room.
我是在旅馆的房间里。
And luckily, nobody was really injured too bad.
感谢主，没有人真正受很大伤害。
But we did have to evacuate.
但是我们就得马上疏散。 And
these kind of horrors we would see on a daily basis.
这是我们每天都可能经历的事情。 And
I'm sure that you have seen enough gore and enough of these pictures in the news media.
你们可能在这个新闻媒体上已经看过许多的照片。So
I won't be sharing any with you today.
所以我不用再多秀很多。But
this brings me back to the point of in all these situations.
所以我就要回到我开始所要讲的点上，在这一切的情形当中。
I did not have a real fear.
我没有里面没有真正的恐惧。
Because I knew that God was with me.
因为我知道神与我同在。
And it was actually a real blessing to be in such close proximity to the Holy Land.
这实在来说，这对我是一个很大的祝福。
I was able to visit Babylon.
我有机会去探访巴比伦。
And on Easter Sunday, I watched The Passion.
在复活节的早晨，我看了
The Passion.
Passion. 主耶稣复活的那个电影。
Yeah. So it gave it more meaning, even during Christmas.
甚至对圣诞节来说，也对我更加有意义。
Even though I dreamed of a white Christmas,
虽然我们有一个有白雪的圣诞节,
but I thought Jesus couldn't have had a white Christmas.
虽然说主耶稣也没有过一个白雪的圣诞节。
And last, I want to share with you the verse in Romans.
最后我想分享罗马书。
In Romans 8:38,
8章38节。
It tells us that I am certain that not death or life or angels or rulers or things present or things to come, or the powers, or things on high, or things under the earth, or anything which is made, will be able to come between us and the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord Jesus.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里。And
I hope that peace that surpasses all understanding and the comfort of Christ's love will be with you throughout this Christmas season and to the New Year.
愿那出人意外的平安和我们主耶稣基督的一个安慰，在这个季节里面与你们同在。Let
us pray together.
让我们再一起祷告。
Father God, we just thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega.
父神，我们感谢你，你是阿尔法，你是欧米伽。
You are the beginning and the end of all things.
你是起初的，你也是末后的。
In the midst of our difficult trials, you are with us.
在我们一切的难处里，你与我们同在。
Father, we just thank you that you have blessed me to stand here to witness of how you have brought me back facing death.
父神，我们感谢你，给我这个机会站在这里见证你。当我面临死亡的时候，你怎样与我们同在？
For even in death, Lord, you are with us.
Even甚至在死亡里面，你也与我们同在。
And truly, you have triumphed over death and given us eternal life.
你实在已经胜过死亡，你把永生给我们。
We ask that you continue to comfort and lift up those who may be in physical ailment.
求你继续的来安慰那些身体有疾病的。
Who need are those who need emotional and spiritual help, Lord?
在情感上，在灵里面，主要有需要的。
Father, you have walked this earth among us, Lord.
主，你在地上行走。
And you have felt our pain and our sufferings.
你经过我们人的伤痛。
You truly know what it is to be a human.
你知道说人的感觉。
And we thank you for humbling yourself to that extent.
感谢你愿意这样的来降卑来认识我们。
And we ask that you also give us that humility to extend to one another.
愿你的谦卑在我们的身上。
And Lord, just continue to give us strength for the new year.
给我们新的一年，求你给我们力量。
And as you bless us, allow us to be a blessing to others.
求你祝福我们，叫我们也成为人的祝福。
And remind us of your presence always to the end of days.
让我们也不断地记得你的同在，一直与我们在一起。
And in Christ's holy name, Emmanuel, we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Jim, thank you.
谢谢。
You know your parents were so worried. Every time I think you email your parents told me right away. They want me to pray for you.
那个高弟兄说，就是每一次他的父母。
So I know your operations or the way you go, where you want to go, probably I know all of them, and just say your parents want me to pray for you. I knew James ever since he was 5 years old. His dad and me were in the same graduate school.
他父亲和我是在同一个研究生院毕业的。And
we are serving in the same church.
我们在同一所教会里面服侍。And
that time we all single, except his parents already married and then with their little kids.
我们不是已经不是单身。When we were
in graduate school, we all singles.
Okay,
except his parents, they already married and had a James.
在那个读研究生，我们都是单身的，只有他的父母是，他们是结婚有这个小孩子。And
he was real good, and every time we have a prayer meeting or Bible study, he always accompanied them, and he's quietly sitting there and reading his books.
他非常乖，就是每次祷告会啊、聚会啊，他在那里都很安静。
And through the year, we moved to the different places, and suddenly I heard he was in Iraq.
后来我们就搬到不同的地方，但是突然我再听到他的消息，就是说他已经在伊拉克了。So
we don't know what kind of situation the Lord will put us in.
我们都不知道神会把我们放在怎样的环境里面。
The only thing today we heard his testimony is that God is with us.
但是今天我们听到的见证乃是神与我们同在。
So I'd like to go back to the last point we just mentioned. If you still have a bulletin, the last one is realized by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就是我想回到最后我所要讲的就是由圣灵实现。Yes,
this the child is born.
是的，有一子为我们而生。
The son is given to us.
有一子赐给我们。
So how can we take this son, this child into our heart?
我们怎样把它接到我们的心里呢?
Let's read a couple verses to close today's message.
让我们再读一点圣经。
Let's go back to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Verse 4 through 6.
4到6节。
Let's all read together.
加拉太书第四章第四节。
But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. So we can be the children of God too. Let's read another passage, which is in Romans chapter 8.
我们再读一出圣经，罗马书第八章，verse 15 and 16。第八章十五节、十六节。
Okay, let's all read together too.
让我们一起来读。verse
15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children. So today we can be the God's children too. And we can receive this Prince of Peace. We also can receive this wonderful counselor in our heart. Also, He is the mighty God.
他也是全能的神。
Also, He is an everlasting Father.
他是永在的父。
Okay, let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you. You have sent down your Son.
我们感谢你差遣你的儿子。
So today we have hope in you.
叫我们今天在你里面有盼望。
Yes, we are in some kind of circumstances. Probably that's beyond our control.
是的，有时候我们所在的环境我们没法控制。
But we know you are with us.
但我们知道你与我们同在。
We no longer afraid.
我们不再害怕。
You take away all the fears.
你拿去我们的惧怕。
Yes, this is a great light shining inside of our heart.
是的，你有大光照在我们的里面。
In you there is no shadow.
在你里面没有转动的影儿。
We can receive this, the precious gift in our heart too.
我们可以接受这宝贵的礼物,
which is the Lord Jesus Christ yourself.
我们的主耶稣基督,
but we praise your name.
主,
we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
感谢主，他的名字奇妙，还是全能的神，永在的父，也是和平的君。我们一起起立，我们唱诗歌112首。